So you're driving home from work and you see a billboard that says Mega Millions Jackpot, $321 million. And you're like, okay, that could be worth $2. So you pull over to the Shell gas station and pick one up, a ticket. And in the evening, which was yesterday evening, you're flipping through the channels, right? And they're giving you the results of the draw. And they begin to mention the numbers, 10. Okay, I have a 10. 13, all right, I have a 13. 61, okay, wow, I have $3 right now. Like 62, oh my gosh, I have that too. And 70, wow, I'm up to like $1 million right now. But I just need one last number, 15. And you're just hoping the guy on the screen will say 5. And he picks up the yellow ball, and it's like everything goes in slow motion, and you hear him call out 5. And you're like, woohoo! Yes! I just won $321 million. And you're like, your excitement is just going through you, and you're like, I have to tell somebody. And so you're like, you can't even like punch the dials on your phone, and so you're like, hey Siri, call mom. Calling mom, Siri says. And then you hear your mom's voice on the line, and she says, hello. And you just really want to tell the incredible news, and you say, hey mom, I just won the lottery. My whole life is going to change. Like, my family members actually just won. The reason why I recall this is because when I came back home a couple of days ago, my uncle won some money. And even before I stepped through the door, I heard it from my grandmother, from my brother, from my aunt. Everybody just told me, did you hear what Uncle Kevin won? You know, granted, it wasn't even in the millions, but you would think that by the excitement that he had won some great, like, jackpot. But basically, right, we share good news about everything from our favorite restaurants to our movies to perhaps the most best, expensive, or surprising Christmas gift that we're going to receive to the latest diet to a new workout regime. But what is actually better than winning the jackpot that we often don't share good news about? It's about what we do here, right? You're like, Father, I don't know. But I tell you, it's true. It's what God is doing in our life right now, who we receive. But oftentimes, we're like indifferent. We're unenthusiastic and perhaps even boring that people begin to doubt, man, is this guy's faith even for real? Today's gospel, our Blessed Mother was anything but boring, indifferent, or unenthusiastic. We hear about what she does after finding out she was going to be the mother of God. Mary set out and traveled to a hill country in haste to a town of Judah. Mary just won the spiritual lottery of the entire human history by being chosen to bear the Savior of the world. And can you imagine if she acted just like every other Catholic, including myself at times? Yeah, Gabriel, that's pretty sweet. I'm going to be the mother of God, of the long-awaited Messiah. All right, Jesus is now in my womb. Thanks for the message. Have a safe flight back to heaven. And then she goes back to her life as if nothing happened, nothing changed. No, Mary was a great evangelist. In fact, she was the most effective evangelist because she not only wanted to pass the good news and act upon it, but she had something no other evangelist before her had. She literally brought Jesus to others. She not only proclaimed God's word, and she not only wanted to do charitable deeds by helping her cousin Elizabeth out in her pregnancy, but she also brought before the other person the only one who could change and fill hearts with true joy, Jesus. You see, we may have zeal and enthusiasm, perhaps. We may want to do something good and charitable and get involved in some Christian service during the holidays. But that doesn't make us effective evangelists unless we too bring Jesus physically in the flesh to the other person. Think about saints like St. Padre Pio or Mother Teresa or St. John Paul II. So many people said when they were in the presence of these people, it felt like they were in the presence of God himself. How much more must it have been to be in the presence of our Blessed Mother Mary? And so the excuse may come up, well, Father, this is the Blessed Mother. She was physically able to carry Jesus. I'm not even a woman. You know the whole biological thing? True, right? But that does not stop us from being able to bear Jesus within us. Because in Holy Communion, we receive the body and blood of Christ. And just as the incarnate God was in the virginal womb of our Blessed Mother, so also does he stay with us in Holy Communion. We literally become living tabernacles of Jesus. And in one of Mary's messages in her apparitions, she referred to the Eucharist and Mass as a perpetual nativity, a reoccurring Christmas, because every time the Mass is celebrated, Jesus is born here on this altar. And when we receive him in Holy Communion, he is born in our hearts. But yet, how many of us act like we have received him? When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. This was a direct effect of having Jesus literally within Mary, and it was his presence that they were reacting to. And so it's good to think about that when we leave this church in haste, right? Whether our greetings or our actions driving out from this parking lot are met with a leap of joy, or by some other choice gestures or words that you see people uttering in the car. Or when we greet our family members, friends, or complete strangers, do they leap with joy or do they run away in fear? We may all know the theological arguments about our faith and why we believe, or we may want to do a bunch of charitable work and give our money to good organizations, which are all good, but it will not be effective unless we also start living lives of holiness through prayer, the sacraments, so that Jesus' presence may spill over in our words and actions. Just this past week, we had Father Jim Shishko. I think he was a missionary priest, and unfortunately, I was only able to attend one talk of his. But in the talk that I went for, he said he mentioned that it is a sad state when a parish has to beg for volunteers for different events and ministries. And one of the areas that we are struggling right now at Our Lady of Joy is our support here for our youth in our youth programs. And it sounds like when I was told whenever volunteers are asked to help or to be a consistent presence on the core team or the edge team, people either sign up initially and then they say they're too busy or they can't really make this or maybe they don't have the gifts and talents. But then I think about, look at our Blessed Mother. She was pregnant. She was a young Jewish woman when the angel told her about what she was going to happen. I'm sure she had a ton of different things on her plate and that she had to do and to keep the house and everything like that. Yet when she received the good news, she didn't say, you know what, I'm too busy. She didn't say, I have to finish this and that before I can help others. She left in haste, quickly, because she possessed Jesus. She wanted to share the good news. She wanted to say what Jesus did in her life. She wanted to pass on that joy. So today, all of you are sitting on a winning lottery ticket. And I mean this figuratively. Don't check your bags right now or go back home, right? Jesus Christ is present here. He has and continues to work great miracles in each of our lives. Don't be indifferent. Don't be unenthusiastic and boring. Invite people to join you for Mass, forgive family members, volunteer at a ministry at a church, and stick with it. Talk to Catherine after Mass. Right there, Catherine, raise your hand. If you want to volunteer for the youth ministry, I'm going to be prepping up for a freshman-sophomore retreat coming up, and we need volunteers, so please come. Start a Bible study group, because when Christ enters our lives, everything changes. For the better. But the key is, are we going out in haste to tell someone?